Hello, this is Deirdre Nealon, editor of Upstate's Literary Journal, with this week's offering from the Healing Muse. I've brought us two poems to think about today. They talk about illness from the point of view of a caregiver and a person who is actually ill. The Country of Illness is by Meryl Natchez. She dropped out of Radcliffe and decided after a year at school, at an Ivy League school, that she would rather homeschool herself. And she's been busily writing poetry ever since. I love this poem, The Country of Illness. Your body no longer belongs to you, but to technicians whose work is the body. Your time is taken up in the exhausting task of translating the confusing currency, adapting to customs that seem pure insult where you come from. Travel here is hard, light and clatter just when you want dim sleep. Visitors with their annoying questions, as if you knew anything useful. It takes all your time just to decipher the map, the border instructions, while you slowly work to put together the price of the ticket back to the land of the well, where we take our bodies blessedly for granted. You swear if your frail boat ever arrives at that shore again, you'll treasure every moment without pain, appreciate the feet that carry you everywhere, the arms that lift and hold and lift at your command. But it's not possible. The healthy breathe health like fish breathe water. We move at will, cursing when the car won't start or the coffee spills. And all the while, the dark blood pulses and health glints, thoughtless as moonlight on black water. Meryl Natchez was talking about how it is we look at health after we have been ill. In the next poem by Nina Bennett, she talks about what it's like when you get that phone call. A Phone Call After Midnight by Nina Bennett. Never brings good news. My father's bedside dialysis line has clotted again, third night in a row, after his family stumbled home from the hospital to shed tears hidden not only from him, but from each other. The doctor says my father, intubated and less responsive each day, communicates in the only language he can access, declares his wishes to those who will listen. I drink coffee until daybreak, drive to my childhood home. Mum sits on the patio, stares at the overgrown clematis Dad planted, shakes her head when I start to speak. She puts on gardening gloves, picks up the pruner, clips until violet flowers spring free, released from the confines of tangled vine, chooses a blossom the shade of midnight for Dad, a jolt of color against the white sheets and metal of the ICU. Dad died that evening, his final exhale so gentle it didn't ruffle the faded flower resting on his chest.